Welcome to AI for Your Day. I'm Preeti. Today's piece is about something deceptively simple. How does AI actually work? Maybe your kid asked you. Maybe your dad asked you. Maybe a coworker did. And maybe, like me, you started to answer, then realized you didn't actually know. Not well enough to say out loud. This is the explanation I wish I'd had. We're going to do it in 6 short chapters. The first one is the 30-second version. Each next chapter goes a little deeper. You can stop wherever you have enough, or stay with me all the way through, and by the end you'll know more about AI than most adults. Let's start. Chapter 1. AI is a really good guesser. Imagine someone who has read every book ever written. Not just read, memorize the patterns, sentences, paragraphs, how ideas connect, how questions get answered, how stories begin and end. Now play a game with them. Say the first few words of a sentence and ask them to guess the rest. Once upon a time, there was a... What did you think? Princess, maybe, or dragon, or small village in the mountains? They'd guess well, because they've read so many stories that they know what usually comes next. That's AI. It's a spectacularly good guesser at what word comes next, based on having read just about everything humans have written down. When you type something into ChatGPT, a question, a half-finished sentence, an instruction, it's not searching a database. It's guessing what would come next. Then guessing again. And again. One word at a time. The result feels like an answer, or an essay, or a poem. But underneath, it's a guessing machine. Here's the headline. The whole thing in one sentence. AI doesn't think. It doesn't know. It predicts what comes next based on patterns it learned from a giant pile of text. That's the foundation of every modern AI you've heard of. If that's enough, you can stop here. Most of what people mean when they say AI in 2026 fits in that one paragraph. But if you want to know how it got so good at guessing, and why everyone is so excited and a little worried about it right now, keep going. Chapter 2. How we got here. People have been trying to make computers think for about 70 years. The story has 3 big chapters of its own. The first era runs from the 1950s through the 1980s. The rules era. The first idea was simple. If we just write enough rules, like, if the sentence contains capital of France, then answer Paris. Computers can fake intelligence. It worked for narrow tasks. It mostly didn't work for anything interesting. Language is too messy. There are too many rules. The world refused to fit in. If then, by around 1980, this approach had its commercial moment. Expert systems. Rule-based AI deployed in medicine, in factories, in industry. It worked for what it was, but it hit a ceiling. The second era runs from the 1980s through the 2010s. A completely different idea. Instead of giving computers rules, give them examples, and let them figure out the rules themselves. This is called machine learning. Show a computer 10,000 pictures of cats labeled cat and 10,000 pictures of dogs labeled dog, and it can learn to tell them apart, even on pictures it's never seen. Nobody wrote a cat detection rule. The computer found one. The technology behind this is called a neural network. The name comes from a loose analogy to brain cells. Layers of math that pass signals to each other and gradually learn to recognize patterns. And here's the part you already lived through, even if you didn't know it at the time. Amazon's people who bought this also bought. Netflix's movie recommendations, Spotify's Discover Weekly, YouTube's What to Watch Next. By the mid-2000s, all of these were running on machine learning. The same general idea. Predicting what you'd like, based on patterns in what millions of other people had liked. It was AI. Nobody called it AI. You just called it How Amazon Knows What I Like. The third era is the 2010s, when it suddenly worked for language and pictures too. Recommendation engines were a real success, but machine learning still stumbled at the harder stuff. Understanding what's in a picture, translating a sentence properly, holding a conversation, then two things changed. We got a lot more data, the whole internet, basically. And we got way more computing power. The compute came from an unlikely place, graphics cards built by a company called NVIDIA for video games. It turned out the kind of math that lets a video game render fast, millions of tiny calculations happening at once, was exactly the kind of math neural networks need. NVIDIA's software layer, called CUDA, let researchers point these chips at AI problems instead of games. That accident is most of why AI took off when it did. It's also why NVIDIA, a graphics card company, is now one of the most valuable businesses in the world. Suddenly, neural networks started working. Image recognition got really good. Voice recognition got really good. Translation got really good. By 2016, AI was beating humans at the world's hardest board game. And then, in 2017, a single research paper changed everything. If that's enough, you can stop here. The next chapter is about that one paper. Chapter 3. The 2017 breakthrough. Attention. In June 2017, eight researchers at Google published a paper with one of the cheekiest titles in computer science. The paper was called Attention is All You Need. The paper introduced something called the Transformer. It's the engine that powers ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and basically every AI you've heard of. The T in GPT literally stands for transformer. Oh, here's what it changed. Before 2017, AI read text one word at a time, like someone with very poor short-term memory. By the end of a long sentence, it had mostly forgotten the beginning. So it was bad at anything long. Translation of full paragraphs, answering questions about a page of text, writing more than a sentence or two that hung together, the transformer did something different. It looks at all the words in a chunk of text at once, and it learns to pay attention to the words that matter most for whatever it's trying to figure out. Think about how you read a mystery novel. You don't remember every word, but your brain pays extra attention to clues. A strange noise, a missing key, a name dropped twice, background details fade, clues stand out. That's attention. The transformer learned to do exactly that for text. Imagine this sentence. The cat sat on the mat because it was warm. When you read the word it, instantly, your brain knows it. Refers to the mat, not the cat. The transformer learned to do that. To figure out that it connects back to Matt by paying attention to the right earlier words in the sentence. And reading a long story, it can keep track of characters and what they're doing because it's attending to them across the whole text. It sounds modest. It is, in a way. But it turned out to be the missing piece. With attention, AI could finally handle real, long, complex text without falling apart. That paper, Attention is All You Need, is roughly to AI what the invention of the engine was to cars. Everything afterward is variations on it. If that's enough, you can stop here. Next chapter is about how a research paper became the chatbot you can talk to. Chapter 4. From a paper to ChatGPT. After 2017, a small company called OpenAI started building on the transformer. They called their model GPT, Generative Pre-trained Transformer. GPT-1 came in 2018, a proof of concept. Most people didn't notice. GPT-2 came in 2019. Good enough that OpenAI initially declined to release the full version. They were worried it could be misused. GPT-3 came in 2020. A leap. It could write essays, code, jokes, emails. Researchers were stunned. GPT 3.5 and GPT-4 came in 2022 and 2023 and kept improving. So did the competitors. Anthropic's Claude, Google's Gemini, Meta's Llama. The pattern across all of these was the same. More data, more computing power, more parameters. That's just a fancy word for numbers inside the neural network that get tuned during training. Modern models have hundreds of billions of them. At each step, the model could do more. Sometimes it could do things nobody specifically taught it. Solve word problems, debug code, translate poetry. Researchers started calling these emergent abilities. We don't fully understand why they emerge. They just do. But there was one more piece needed to turn a giant text prediction engine into something you can actually have a useful conversation with. A raw GPT model, trained on the internet, will write you anything, including factual nonsense, biased takes, harmful instructions, strange non-answers. The internet contains all of those. The model learned all of those. To make it useful and mostly safe, OpenAI added a training step called RLHF. Stands for Reinforcement Learning from Human Feedback. The idea is simple. Show the model two possible responses to a question. Have a human pick the better one. Do this millions of times. The model learns to prefer the kinds of answers humans actually want. Helpful, honest, harmless, polite. The combination, a giant pre-trained transformer plus RLHF, became ChatGPT. OpenAI launched it on November 30th, 2022. It hit 1 million users in 5 days, 100 million in 2 months. It's the fastest growing consumer product in history. Claude, Gemini, and the other modern AIs all use the same basic recipe. Different details, similar story. So the full picture so far. Take a transformer, the 2017 engine, feed it most of the text humans have ever written. That's training. Tune it with human preferences. That's RLHF. Wrap it in a chat interface. That's ChatGPT. That's also Claude. That's also Gemini. That's basically every AI you've heard of. Two chapters to go. Want the picture of what's happening right now? Chapter 5. What's happening right now? Three big shifts are happening in 2026, all on top of the same transformer foundation. First, multimodal AI. Early AI only handled text. Now they handle images, audio, video. You can show ChatGPT a photo of your fridge and ask what to cook. You can have a real-time voice conversation with Claude. You can ask AI to generate a picture, a song, a video clip. The line between AI that reads and AI that sees and hears and makes things is dissolving. Second, agents. A regular chatbot answers questions. An agent does things. An AI receptionist that answers your phone and books appointments. An AI that drafts and sends your emails. An AI that compares 20 flights and books the cheapest one. Most agents are still rough. They get stuck. Make weird mistakes, occasionally book the wrong flight. But the trajectory is unmistakable. More and more AI tools will actually do things, not just suggest things. Third, smaller, faster, cheaper. The biggest models cost tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to train. But researchers have figured out how to make smaller models that are almost as good and run on a phone. A model that would have required a supercomputer 5 years ago now runs on your laptop. Open source AI, free for anyone to download, has caught up to the leading commercial models on many tasks. Underneath all three, the same transformer engine from 2017, just bigger, broader, and aimed at more problems. One chapter left. The honest, hard, open questions. Want to keep going? Chapter 6. The big questions. This is the part nobody fully knows. Smart people disagree, sometimes loudly. Here are the four big ones. First, is AI thinking? Mechanically, no. It's predicting the next token. A token is roughly 3/4 of a word. It doesn't know things the way you and I know our address, but... And this is the strange part. When prediction gets good enough, the behavior starts to look a lot like thinking. AI can solve problems it's never seen. It can plan. It can reason through multiple steps. Whether that counts as real thinking depends on what you mean by the word. There isn't a clean definition. The mechanism is prediction. The behavior looks more like understanding. Both are true at the same time. Second, will it become as smart as a person? The thing people call AGI, artificial general intelligence. Some serious researchers think yes, and soon. Maybe in the next 5 to 10 years. Others think the current approach hits a ceiling, and we'll need a fundamentally different architecture. Both sides are smart. Both sides are well-informed. Both sides are looking at the same evidence. The honest answer is, nobody knows. Anyone who tells you they're certain in either direction is selling something. Third, is it conscious? We don't have a good scientific definition of consciousness, even for humans. Never mind for machines. Most researchers think current AI is not conscious. No persistent self. No continuous experience. No body. But we genuinely don't know how to test for it. And a few serious researchers think we should take the question more seriously. The honest position is humility. Fourth, is it dangerous? It's powerful. And we're using it before we fully understand it. The real risks aren't the sci-fi ones. Robots taking over. They're more like making it easier to spread misinformation. Replacing some kinds of work faster than people can retrain. Concentrating economic power in whichever companies own the biggest models. Security risks from agents that act on the internet on your behalf. The smart move isn't panic. It isn't dismissal. It's learning enough to use AI well, which is what you just did. You're done. You now know more about AI than most adults. You know the basic mechanism, pattern prediction. You know roughly how we got here. Rules, then machine learning, then neural networks, then transformers, then ChatGPT. You know what's happening right now. Multimodal, agents, smaller models. And you know the questions even the experts can't answer. One last suggestion. If you want to feel what was just described, open ChatGPT or Claude. Both are free. And try the prediction game from chapter 1. Type the words, once upon a time, there was a, and see what comes back. Or paste a long article and ask for a summary. Or describe a problem and ask for ideas. The first time you try it, you'll feel the strangeness. After a few tries, the strangeness fades, and the usefulness takes over. That's how everyone starts. Welcome to it. That's it for today's piece. The full text version, with diagrams, an interactive prediction demo you can play with, and links to dig deeper, is at aiforyourday.com/how AI actually works. If this was useful, share it with someone who'd benefit. Their kid, their parent, their coworker who keeps asking how this stuff works. Until next time, this has been AI for Your Day. I'm Preeti.